Hello, everybody, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're so happy that you're here. I am Carly Aquilino.
I'm Emma Willman. Thank you, guys.
Emma has this little smirk on her face.
I was trying to keep it serious this time, but it's just too fun.
You can't. You love it.
Hello and welcome.
Yeah, I'm gonna start leaving you little voice memos like that.
Hello.
Yeah. You were just saying you
gotta get us. It's so our therapist's birthday this weekend, and I have shows. Okay. Some of her friends are gonna come with me to my shows, and out of the city. But I gotta get her. So I got a hotel room Friday night at like a nice hotel because it's nice. Where her friends want to stay. And then, but I need to get her something else.
What
we've been together like 5 months, I think.
Okay,
July, August, September, October.
Yeah.
Four. We met. We were dating for a month. Wow, 5 months is not that long.
5 months is long.
Is it?
I think it is.
It's been very smooth and easy and lovely.
Yeah. So right. What is she into?
Art.
Right, obviously.
Oh, wait, obviously. Right.
Therapy.
Yeah. But she likes art. She, like, paints stuff. She's a cat.
Wait.
She's a vegetarian.
Wait. Why don't you get her?
I can't paint or something.
No.
Special needs.
No. Yeah. get her a new set of paintbrushes in like a nice case.
Oh, that's a nice one.
And have her name.
Oh, that's like
put
a
onto the case.
Really nice present.
Yeah.
You don't think that's too nice?
No, it's paintbrushes. I think it's actually really sentimental and
that's
and
a
thoughtful.
Really.
I'm into thoughtful gifts.
That's
don't
a
get
thoughtful
me started.
One.
If you ever need to know what to get someone as a gift,
yeah,
ask
that's a good
me.
One.
I give the
you
best.
You thought of that quick too.
I give the best gifts.
Because, but how do I know what's a good paintbrush? Should I be like, what kind of brushes do you like?
Do you want me to ask my boyfriend?
Because does he know all kinds of paint? Because she paints like
he's a painter
pictures. Like on campuses?
I bet you if you go to an art store and you're like, can I have a nice
that's
set
a great
of brushes?
Idea.
And then they'll do like a thing where they can monogram like leather.
And that's in a good price range, right? It's probably like $100.
That's an appropriate, yeah. Especially if you're getting a hotel room already.
Exactly. I don't want to do more than that.
Yeah, and then maybe get her a nice candle from TJ. But hey.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I would want.
And she really
and
likes
I know
donuts.
I like...
So I was going to get some donuts and bring them to Atlantic City.
Oh,
and
get
then
her
be
like a happy birthday donut.
Yeah.
Put a little
candle in the
candle
middle
in
of
the
it.
Donut.
Yeah.
So ooh, you should go to the donut plant.
That's where she loves. Those are so good.
Those donuts are so
good. How are
so
they so good?
Good. Did you ever have the blackberry
yes,
one?
I love
oh,
that one.
That one's my favorite.
It's so good. I'm eating it. I'm like, it's too good. It's weird. It's just
it's
too good.
It's so good. And actually, my boyfriend lives near another donut place, and I love sleeping in his house because we get donuts in the morning for breakfast.
Nice.
And it's so good. But it's still, I mean, it's good, but is it as good as the donut plant? I don't know.
What's it like?
It's just freshly made donuts, like real bakery donuts.
Do they have specialty? Because Donut Plant has fancy donuts.
They have different. Yeah, those are fancy. These are like just really good. These are like fresh and good. They have like a sour cream donut with sour cream frosting on it.
Oh,
so
I love
good.
Sour cream frosting.
What? So well, good.
Do they have a red velvet? I don't know if I've ever had a red velvet.
I don't know.
Donut.
I've never had one from
but
there.
But I love red velvet cupcakes.
The donut plant. I mean, the donuts
so
are so fucking
creative,
expensive.
Fun,
they're
smart.
So fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's like a country club.
I mean, it's like a country club.
It is. They're fancy. It's like ginger with like.
Right. It's like let's not get crazy.
Flowers.
Here. Right. I like it because it's sweet. I'm
so,
not. I don't
so
feel
good.
Healthy eating like a fucking ginger donut.
Right. You
know,
don't
it's
need to
still
super
a donut.
Dress it up.
Oh. I think guys, I'm sorry. We
got confused.
We had a little bit of a technical difficulty. Yep. Our mics just cut out randomly, and thank God Future Baby Daddy's here to fix the problem.
We saw the power of Chris.
As Future Baby Daddy's
he had
do.
Enough of us talking about donuts and was like,
he was like,
whoa,
you guys are
that
getting
was fast.
Hungry.
We've been silenced.
In here.
Silenced.
We've been in here way too long, ladies.
I'm definitely going to get some birthday donuts.
Definitely get birthday donuts, and I think the paintbrush thing is a really
like
good idea.
That's so nice. That is clearly not something I thought of. Though.
Well, you can give me a shout out.
Yeah, I
when
might
you give it to her
because that
she's
would almost
know.
Be like, who gave you that idea?
Yeah, she's gonna know. But I mean, I don't know about that.
That's a great. I mean, if I thought of that, I would have had to spend hours.
I'm really good at giving gifts. I give the most.
I'm good at stockings.
I give
knick-knacks.
The most thoughtful gifts you can ever imagine.
What are you gonna get your parents this year? For the holidays.
I mean. I don't know yet. I haven't thought about it. I got for my best friend's birthday, I got her a, you remember those like from the 90s, like those gold name neck?
Yes.
They were like just like a bracelet with like a, it was like a gold chain and then like a plate.
Yes,
and
I remember
then you
those,
would get your name engraved in it. And I got her one with her dog's name engraved
That's
in it.
Really
and like
cute.
This really pretty like handwriting.
Yeah, everyone had those. I forget, was it in high school or what?
It was like, middle school, high school. They were really cool in the 90s. And I got her one as her
That's
birthday
fun.
Gift. So that'll be nice. I give really fucking good presents.
I give great like knickknack presents. But then other than that, I just haven't like been in that zone for a while.
Oh, I'm so good at it. I'm so good at it.
Are you going to spend time on it this year? If I have to, and I also feel like I have to like really like, I don't know. Yeah, it takes like, I have to like, it feels like an event getting all the stuff and like lugging the presents around.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Because the last couple years I haven't even, I'll do family stuff on Thanksgiving and New Year's, but Christmas has been like a little operation.
Yeah, I feel, I've done that before too, where I had told my mom like pick a day and we're going to go see a Broadway show.
Right.
Like I want to go see like Jersey Boys or like the Carole King musical or whatever. And she'll never do it.
Mm.
She'll never do it. And then I'm like, okay, so I technically didn't get you a present.
But I tried.
But I tried. So that's all that counts. Bye.
Absolutely. Saving that for chicken wings.
Yep. Okay. Are you ready to jump into some emails?
Let's do it.
Now that I solved your dilemma.
Yeah, that's it's a really, really good one.
She's going to love it.
Yeah, if I pull it off right, she's going to love it.
Yeah. Okay. The title of this email is, why is this almost a taboo? Mm. Hello, ladies. Love the podcast. I stumbled upon your podcast by someone sharing you on their IG story probably 2 weeks ago, and I binge listened to catch up.
Thank you
so much.
Find that person.
And whoever,
send us their name.
Yeah, whoever.
Thank you.
I wish I could say your name so that your friend that you saw this on Instagram would know that you did that. But
also the algorithm for if you listen to us, who would suggest you listen to, someone posted that.
It was like murder stories.
Yeah, very odd.
Yeah, I reposted that. I'm like, this is someone's not doing this right. But that wasn't on the iTunes app. That was on a different different
That's
app.
Good at least, because it was like very strange.
But thank you guys so much. This is why it's so important to share.
Yes,
and
thank you so much.
Tell your friends about us and we hope that we can keep building this really cool community that we have here.
We can go toe-to-toe with the best of them.
I'll fucking fight whoever.
Me too.
So
we could do some kind of contest.
Yeah. Should me and you fight?
No.
No, we shouldn't fist fight?
No. No.
Who would win, honestly?
No, I don't. I wouldn't want to at all.
Who would win?
I couldn't get motivated to do it.
Okay, but if it happened, who would win?
You
would win.
The only way it would happen. No, I could.
You're
I don't want to do
than
it, though.
Me.
The but only way I would want to do it is you'd have to be talking about Backstreet for days. But even still, I wouldn't really want to do it. I couldn't do it. And then you're in your mom.
Emma.
I don't want to do it.
Say I crossed you, okay? Say you found out that I was the leader of the I Hate Backstreet Boys fan club. Okay.
I think something was wrong. Like, I think, I feel like something, I feel like.
If we had to fist fight,
you'd
who
have
would
to
win?
Do something
you
to
would
my
win.
Niece. But I feel like that you, but something, I would have, I think you were having a mental health problem.
Emma,
and you need to go hospitalized.
Just say who would win. You would win because you're stronger than me.
I don't.
You're cut. I'm not cut.
Yeah, but you might. It might be a thing where it's someone fighting smarter versus harder.
Right, and also
I might be like, huh, 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 and then you'd be like, poke, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
right in the fucking gullet.
Oh, that's exactly what
thing.
I would do.
Yeah,
I would get you right in the.
Well, then maybe I can get into it.
Actually, it depends on how pissed
swords.
You are. I think I would be a lot stronger if I'm pissed.
Yeah, I'd love to do like a fencing thing.
I would love to fight you. I'm kidding.
Watch.
Imagine
you
I
saw
just,
what a bitch I am after we did cryotherapy because I would just be like,
"Oh, true."
I was
true.
Thinking
now
about
that I
too.
Know your weakness. Just throw an ice cube at you.
I so hope I didn't like ruin that taping because
you made it so much better. I can't wait to see
because
it.
Because the truth is like it was a fun beauty show where we were comparing beauty products.
Right.
It wasn't supposed to be a sci-fi thriller. Like they wanted
right.
two
you
girls
fully committed
talking
to that
about
role.
which trending beauty product is better. And then I
you got in the cryotherapy chamber and started screaming as if somebody was in there with you, stabbing
chewing my
you.
Skin
yeah.
from the inside out.
Okay.
So we'll see.
So we're, yeah, we'll see. Love the podcast. Okay. Now I need your help. And I should start by saying this is not a joke, but it may be very ridiculous. Mm. My wife and I have been together for 2.5-ish years. About 6 months ago, she did it. She farted. And now she's very comfortable farting around me. I don't mind that at all. I'm glad she can do this around me, but I'm so nervous to do it around her. I don't know why it makes me so nervous. When I get the feeling to fart, I just suppress it until it passes. It almost is embarrassing for me to do it. Should I just let it rip? Would it be better to do it sooner rather than later? That is the only thing I hold back from her. I feel like this can't just be because I'm a woman. She's a woman and she can do it. Please guide me, oh wise ones. And then she gave a fuck, marry, kill. Do you fart in front of your girlfriend?
No, I don't mean to. If I do, I don't mean to. And I would get very embarrassed. Sometimes in my sleep, and it's happened.
Well, that
where
doesn't
then I've
count.
Woken up a little bit and then I'm like, oh my God. And yeah. I feel very, very embarrassed.
But you never consciously. So
no.
You're saying you have farted yourself awake.
Yeah.
And then felt very much shame.
Yeah.
For farting so loud that you woke yourself
and
up.
And I don't know what the fuck is going on. Why is that happening?
Probably it's what you eat.
I remember years ago, it happened enough that I went and got one of those. What are those things where they put the tube in your butt?
Oh, a colonic.
Colonic. I went because I didn't know what was going on. I was like, I just started dating this new person and I was too gassy at night.
Oh, girl.
It
take
was
a,
mortifying.
Take a gas X. I mean, that's.
And then it ended up like passing, but then there's been a couple times where I fart at night. But I mean, it's good to be comfortable around your partner, but I don't think they should be farting in front of each other.
Can I tell you something? Mm. My parents have been together for 40 years.
No farts.
And they've never farted in front of
each other.
Good for
them. Unless it's an accident.
People
can't
don't believe me, and I have called my mom to confirm several times.
Because it's a part of keeping it sexy.
Should I try and call her right now?
Please. Because the thing
is,
can
I do that?
But they must
will they hear it on the
mic? They must have farted before on accident.
No, they've never farted in front of each other. I think my mom was like, I accidentally farted when I was giving birth. I'm like, Mom, that doesn't fucking count. A baby was coming out of your ass.
Yes,
where do babies come out of?
Suppress it and then just go into the bathroom or do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
But don't.
Don't feel like you need to. Don't feel like it's a step in your relationship. And like, oh, should I do it sooner rather than later?
No,
could just never do it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to ever fart in front of anyone that I'm dating.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Like, I feel like there was one guy that I dated and we were on vacation and I farted and I was like, hey, we're on vacation.
I'm letting loose.
That was the only time.
I'm calling my mom. It's like, I mean, what do you think about the wife farting in front of her?
Then do whatever you want. And she doesn't seem like it bothers her, but I do think that it might not bother you now, but it might bother you later on.
I completely agree. It's going to be something, it's going to be the disintegration of something good.
Yeah, there's nothing sexy about
nothing
it.
Nothing good is going to happen from it.
Right.
Something should be definitely a little bit, like, I mean, I don't know what the psychology of that is, but it's like, you want to keep your partner as like the priority because you're still trying to keep, I don't know, man.
I'm not trying to ever smell anything that comes out of someone's ass. So.
And I'm totally into butt stuff. As we
know.
So it's not connected to that.
Here we go.
If I was fucking someone in the butt and they fart,
wait,
I wouldn't mind.
Hold on. My mom's on the phone. Mom, hold on 1 second. You're on the podcast. Mom, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hi,
she didn't
Ellen.
Hear it. She didn't hear it. Mom?
What?
Okay, relax. You're
hey.
On the podcast. Emma's here.
How you doing,
Hi,
Ellen?
Emma.
How are you?
I'm good.
Mom, what are you doing right now?
I'm making Cornish hens.
You're making Cornish hens.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
We had someone wrote
that's
in.
So, it sounds so fancy.
That works at she was talking about a country club. That sounds like something they would have at a country club.
Yeah, who are those for? The queen?
No, it's just for me and Dad.
Oh, well, that's nice. Mom, I have a question. Speaking of you and Dad.
Okay. Oh, God, no, I know what question this is. It's not that question. Is it the famous
Mom?
Question? Oh, God.
You're my mom. You have to answer it. Okay?
Okay.
Have you and Dad ever farted in front of each other?
I knew that was the question. I don't know.
How often
why.
Does she ask this?
So
is this a
hard.
Daily thing?
But, no, we never do.
She said she doesn't
never
know what.
Did. And I don't know why that's so weird to you people.
No, we think it's a good idea.
No,
we agree.
We're on your side. I said my parents have never farted in front of each other.
But not even accidentally?
Have you ever accidentally farted in front of Dad?
Well, if that's ever happened, it was never mentioned.
So he never told you if you ever accidentally farted.
Hey, nobody knows what happens when we sleep in.
Nobody
knows.
That's what Emma said.
Yeah.
Emma said she maybe Emma farts herself awake a lot.
It's happened a couple times because I've been asleep and then all of a sudden I
have to watch what she's eating.
I
See,
know.
That's what I said.
What is my problem?
So, okay, so you think it is that why you guys have been married for so long? Is because you never fart in front of each other?
Because there were just some things that should be a secret, and that's one of them.
Right.
What's the other ones?
Yeah, what's the other ones?
Well, you're going to love this.
Uh-oh.
It took me 25 years.
Okay.
To poop in the house when Dad was
25 years?
25 years?
Yes.
To poop in the house.
Tired.
Oh, until he retired, and then
wow.
You would poop in the house. So mostly every day you would, as soon as he went to work, you would run to the bathroom?
That's it, yeah.
Wow.
Wow, so it took you 25 years to do that, Mom.
I know.
What would you say is the longest you ever held it in for? Because I've held it in for, I want to say, 3 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah, No, I can't do that. No.
Luckily, Dad was very busy.
Dad's very, he's always busy around the house. You usually have to mow the lawn or whatever.
He's mowing the lawn.
I'll run for it.
Right, you run to the bathroom.
I think it is definitely connected to why you guys have been together in a good relationship for so long. Because
I agree.
It keeps the person with my girlfriend now said that, I don't want to like misquote it, but she said there's something about when couples get really happy together, like she's like, you stop giving each other, like say people were over for dinner and there was a burnt piece of toast, they would give each other the burnt piece of toast, but she's like, but you should still save the best piece of toast for your person, like instead of putting other people first, still give your person the best thing.
Right, you do that, Mom?
I do that.
You burn toast and then give it, you eat it and then you give Dad the good toast.
Yes.
Figuratively speaking.
I always give him the bigger piece of the pie.
See, that's so nice.
Steak or fish or whatever.
The Cornish hen.
You're a good wife.
The bigger Cornish hen.
Yeah.
I have a question. Really, just quick before we go.
That's a great wife.
Just one before we go, Mom. Is cheesecake a cake?
What?
Is cheesecake really cake? Or is it cheese in a pie crust? Because
no,
it doesn't.
It's really cake.
Well, Carly discovered something.
There's no frosting on it.
There's no cake in it.
It's gelatinous cheese inside of a pie crust.
And
that's
what it should
be called.
Cheesecake, too.
I would think anything with flour and sugar and baking soda and baking powder would be a cake.
Well, it's a pie.
Sometimes it's a pie.
Sometimes it's a pie?
Sometimes it's very versatile. You could do anything with it. You could even have a cheese puff.
Okay, well.
But there's no frosting.
You're supposed
on
to be
it.
On my side. There's no frosting and there's no actual cake in it. Mom.
Yeah, that's the thing. I had a really hard time with it too because it's like a pie. It's like an extended pie filling.
Right.
But then, there's no frosting.
But there's
on
no
it.
Frosting and there's no actual cake in it. That is not a cake.
Well,
that's a pie.
What about Grandma Kay's cake that she used to make? Her cheesecake had a cream cheese
frosting. See, that has frosting. That's a cake.
So it was a cheesecake with a frosting on it too.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And it wasn't too much. It was really good.
Yeah.
Sounds
it was
good.
Really, really good.
Maybe we don't even know what cake is. Maybe
what
cake,
is cake?
Maybe cake doesn't have to. Cake maybe a cheesecake
good.
Is a cake.
It's really, really good. Is cake?
Cake is good. All right. Man. Well, thank you for that. Now that we have it on as a recording, I won't ever call you and ask you if you and Dad fart in front of each other ever again.
Okay, good. You could just refer to your records.
Right. And I've, how many times roughly do you think I have called you, whether it be sober or drunk, asking you if you and Dad have ever farted in front of each other? Just a ballpark estimate of how many times I have done that.
Well, this is probably like 20 times. You probably did it like 20 times.
When did she find it out?
I'm obsessed with it. I'm not obsessed with it. I just think...
It's a little strange that you...
When did she find this out? Do you remember the first time that you let it slip, if you will?
Yeah. When did you tell me
that? Because you must have just mentioned it and then Carly latched on to it.
Yeah. When did you first tell me that you and Dad never have farted in front of each other and you've been together for 40 years?
You know, it was probably like you were probably well, your brothers were probably being disgusting and farting all over the place. And, you know, and I said, oh, no, we don't do this. This is disgusting.
Yeah, we don't do this.
And then, you know, probably had to have the argument, well, it's natural. Everybody does it. Well, you know what? There's just some things you should do by yourself.
Right. And you said, me and Dad have never done that.
And then you probably said, oh, like, you don't fart in front of Dad, and I'll say, and I said, no, I don't. And then you had to add Dad.
Right, and he was like, that's disgusting. And you just got comfortable saying the word fart. Is that?
Wow.
I don't even like to say the word.
Yeah, wow. She says pass gas a lot.
Fair enough.
So, all right, Mom, well, thank you.
Thank you,
and
Ellen.
This is the last time, I promise.
Okay, yeah, all right.
All right.
She doesn't believe you.
Chat with you. Hi, Emma.
Hey, how are you?
All right. See you soon.
I hope so.
She wants to, yeah, we're going to party.
Definitely.
Bye. Okay, bye now.
Love you. Bye now.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. So funny.
That is so funny. Oh, my God.
She didn't hear you. She didn't hear you.
My face turned bright red.
No, she didn't hear what you were saying.
I was saying the dirtiest thing. I'm like,
what are you saying?
I said, I'm cool butt stuff. If someone farted in my mouth, if I was, like, doing butt stuff to them, I wouldn't care. And then you went, hi, Mom.
No, as soon as she, I was listening to you, and also the phone was ringing, and as soon as she picked up, I went, my mom's on the phone. So she did not hear you.
Praise
she
Lord.
Did not hear you.
Otherwise,
I promise.
She would have been like, what are
no,
you guys asking
me
about?
No, and you want to know what? She listens to the podcast, so
true.
It doesn't matter
true.
Anyway. She's going to hear it when this airs. But.
True. I think she's on, were her parents, like, in a marriage? They were married, too?
Her parents got divorced when they were old.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know how old they were, but they were together when she was, yeah, they didn't necessarily have you know, happy, healthy
so she
relationship.
Just learned how to do it herself.
Yeah, hmm. Yeah. But
I commend that even more.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times when people, like, it's like, oh, well, I learned from my parents that this didn't. But then if it's like, no, I saw what I didn't want and then created it. Like,
right.
My parents had a really messed up divorce. And then my sister seems has, like, really prioritized her
marriage,
family. Like, big time.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's nice to hear that, too, because I feel like the way that my parents are is, like, an old school way to be, where it's like, you know, like my mom was saying, like, I do these things for him and I still do this after being
it's
together
so
all
nice.
These years. It's nice. But
it's
I
really
think
nice.
That's like a very old school, like, you know, way of thinking. But I think there's something really nice
absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. And then
I
your
do.
Dad does stuff for her, too.
And my dad, you know, she said he's always mowing the lawn.
He's mowing
so,
the lawn.
You know, the grass is taken care of.
Yep.
And he's always mowing the lawn, and that's when she poops.
And
so
and they're... they're both retired together?
They're both retired,
wow.
but he still works.
Right.
My dad's the type of person, he's never really going to be
got little
retired.
Projects and
yeah,
stuff.
He still works, even though he's retired. He was fully retired and not working for like 2 weeks before
wow.
he was like, I have to get a job.
It's so, like, when people have been together that long, it's like, what do they talk about after all those years?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with, you know, they had kids.
Right.
My oldest brother is what, 36 now?
Hmm.
So it's like, you know, they had kids. Your whole life becomes your kids.
Right. And that's
and
tough on a relationship because the relationship's not coming first.
Yeah.
So you have to trust each other to
and then
like,
when
focus
all the kids,
on this other stuff.
When all the kids are out of the house, it's like, who are we?
Right.
You
what
know?
Have we become? Yeah.
What are we? Let's like figure things out. But then it's like a whole new chapter of life. And now they have a grandson.
Right.
You know, so that's exciting for them. And that's like their light. That's the light of
yeah.
their life.
Which
more
I get.
More so than we were. Because I feel like when it's your kids, you're all stressed out
yes.
and just trying to
is
make
this
everything
weird?
Work.
Is this weird?
And
yeah.
then you're trying to like just raise your kids. And then when you have a grandkid, it's like, oh, cool. So I get to do the fun shit.
Totally.
I get to be the fun grandma and grandpa. That's why you have kids.
I was
so you can be the cool grandparent one
and then
day.
Not have you're not having to pay for every in and out thing.
Does your mom love being a grandma?
You know, it's funny. She does. She does really like being a grandma, but my dad like loves it. Like he's like any chance he can see the baby wants to see. But it could be because my sister moved to Boston to be near my mom. So
mm-hmm.
now my mom not has to see the baby all the time, but I think there's a lot of times where my sister's like, I want to go do this, or we need to go grocery shopping. Can you, like, my mom's babysitting a lot.
Yeah.
So she's happy with it, but my dad wants to more, but because he gets to less.
Right,
you
right,
know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, you always want what you don't have.
But my mom's not, like, super gushy about being it. But I was trying to figure out what a kid costs a day. And I phrased it wrong. I was like, what's the, when you do acting, you get something called a day rate.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's the day rate for a baby?
Right.
And I was like, I'm saying that wrong, but like, how much does one cost like a day?
One cost a day, just like, you mean like food and stuff?
Yeah, that's probably not crazy.
Baby food's not that expensive, but kids are expensive.
Right, and then you gotta get another room.
Also, diapers are really expensive. Diapers are expensive.
Yeah, that's what I got her for her birthday. Katie was like, order a bunch of diapers.
Yeah, they grow really fast, so you're always constantly having to like get them new clothes, like bigger size clothes, and they go through things. Yeah,
you have someone to watch it.
Yeah.
120 a day?
Daycare.
$90 a day?
I mean, I don't know.
That's a... that.
Oh, we're out again. Do we just not hear ourselves? We're still rolling?
I'll trust it.
Rolling.
I'll trust it.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, wait, we're back.
We're back.
Ah. See? Chris fixed it again.
Chris fixed it.
So, yeah. I don't know exactly how much...
Your mom's so cute. That was so funny.
My mom is... She really gets... She does this every time I ask her. She's like, "You're obsessed with it." She always fucking says that, and I do bring it up every time I see my parents.
That's so
funny. I say, "Have you guys?
You farted yet?
You guys farted yet?
Did you break the pack?"
I think what really, actually, I probably the way I found out that she's never farted in front of my dad is probably because she maybe accidentally farted and was like, "Don't tell dad."
Oh,
maybe that could have been it.
Like, you would have told dad?
Like, I would definitely tell him.
Oh, you would have? Mom farted.
I would be like, "Mom farted."
Right.
And he would be like, "No, she didn't."
Because that's the other thing. They're both being... she makes me Cornish gate hen. She didn't do anything she didn't want to do.
Yeah, she's making Cornish... Every time I call her, she's cooking something. She's like, I went on the Pinterest.
I found something.
She's always on Pinterest looking for it. And now my parents are eating meat again. They didn't eat meat for a long time.
They're being vegetarians?
My mom was vegetarian for a couple years.
Wow.
Yeah. And she just started eating meat again because she's cutting out carbs. So she was like,
My mom and stepdad are trying to do that.
Yeah.
And he actually lost a bunch of weight. And she's little, but she stayed the same. But he had more weight to lose, but then he lost a bunch.
It's so much harder for women to lose weight. Especially when you get to a certain age. Like, my mom and dad became vegetarian together. And my dad lost so much weight that he had to start eating meat.
Really?
Because he lost too much weight. And my mom, like, didn't lose anything. And she was like,
same.
What the fuck, you know?
My mom was like, I was like, I gotta stop bringing it up, because I kept being like, "Oh, Nick looks great. My stepdad looks great. And then my mom was
your
like,
"Your mom is a little baby,
I'm
though.
Doing the same thing." And I was like, "Oh, well."
Yeah, but your mom is a little baby. Your mom is a little baby.
She's just a little person.
Okay, so circling back to the actual question that was asked, I'm sorry that we really went off the rails
also
there.
Also, because your mom's got me thinking differently about the cheesecake again, so
she really did not have my back with that. She's like, "There's cheese puffs." It's like, why you just have to go and
what
throw
about
that
a
in
cheese
there?
It? No, it's very
what about
confusing.
A cheese doodle now? I mean,
too many
really?
Things.
I mean, really.
I see what she's saying as well. If you've got all the cake ingredients, just not in a different format. I didn't even think of that.
My grandma did make cheesecake that had frosting on it, though.
That sounds delicious.
It was good. She like baked. She was a really good cook and a really good baker. Mm. Okay, so to circle back, you don't have to fart in front of each other, but I do feel it takes some of the mystery away.
Yeah, definitely don't put pressure on yourself. Don't be like, "Oh, well, she's doing it." And don't think of it like I'm withholding something from them.
Yeah, don't feel like you need to be farting in front of your significant other. I don't think that that's necessary. I also I do feel like what we were saying before, there has to be some mystery still in the relationship, honestly.
Totally.
And I even don't even want to be naked all the time. Like, don't want to be naked in front of my
totally
partner
get that.
All the time.
Yeah, because then it's like when you're naked, it's like sexy time.
Yeah, exactly.
And when someone just sees you naked when you're like walking around the house.
Yeah.
I remember that when I lived with someone a while back, I remember there was a bunch of times I was naked, like not in a sexy way.
Yeah.
And I remember being like, this is going to not end well.
Yeah, and I feel that way too. Like, there has to be some you can't just be showing all the goods all the time.
Totally.
And on the other end of it, I definitely don't want to smell a fart, and I don't want you smelling my farts, because I really don't fart that much. I farted a lot today, though.
Maybe I need to go see an internal medicine doctor.
You need to go to an endocrinologist or something?
Whatever the hell it is. Yeah, because it's happened like 4 or 5 times in my sleep. And that's that
that's
I know
fine.
Of.
Emma,
that's that I know.
Know? I mean, how do you even know that that happened?
Because
you woke yourself up from farting so loud.
You
hilarious.
Hear, you want to hear what... One of the times.
Uh-oh, yeah.
So one
of course
of the times, it happened like twice in a row.
Okay.
And then the art therapist said, because she could probably tell that I woke up too and was embarrassed.
Yeah.
So it happens 2 times in a row really quick. And then she goes, "I'm asleep."
Aww.
She didn't want me to feel weird.
That's
and
really
then,
cute.
Yeah, and then I pretended that I was still asleep. and didn't even hear her say that. Aww. But I was like, like she just went, I'm asleep. And
yeah, but you
like,
didn't know. You didn't know. You didn't do it on purpose. Yeah. You didn't do it on purpose.
Of course not.
Yeah, of course not.
So no judgments on your partner, but
no
definitely
on your partner. Don't you, feel like you need to be farting
by example. Yeah,
in front of each other.
And I've heard of. I actually know this. There was a couple that was talking about recently about how her boyfriend kept farting in front of her, and then that she was. It was like bothering her. So I do think it kind of bugs you after.
I dated a guy that thought it was hilarious that he farted in front of me, and he needed to go to an endocrinologist because his farts
so
were
loud.
Like, I was like, you're sick. You're sick. You're not healthy. There's something inside of you rotting. Like, his farts were like, it was like, have you ever smelled like a
Rottweiler? He should not be showing that off.
Like a Rottweiler fart? Have you ever smelled
a
Rottweiler?
Fart.
Like a dog, like a bulldog
and
fart?
And it's like, everyone's like,
and
what
it's
is
like,
that?
What the fuck?
And it's too bad to be a person. What
it
happened
was,
to you as a kid?
Literally, it's like, his farts were so, so bad. I remember fighting with him
would
about
they be
it.
Loud?
And he would fart and laugh, and it was almost like you're being fucking mean now.
Right.
Because you know that your fart smells so. I would gag.
It's literally toxic.
I would gag. I'm like, what did you eat? And he was disgusting. I mean, the things that he ate were like, I mean, he would eat. He would be like, I'm on a diet, and then eat like a fillet of fish from McDonald's. Like, what are you doing? So, of course, his farts smelled like he was rotting from the inside out, which he probably is.
Was he a big boy, or was he in shape person?
He was. Right. You know, he wasn't like a buff guy.
Right.
He wasn't a buff dude.
So he just had all this stuff smushing around.
But
in the
he
farts.
Had, oh my God. And he thought it was hilarious that he farted. And I was so turned off.
Do you remember
it.
The first time that he did it?
Where I do like, remember the first time he did it. And I gagged.
Right.
I gagged.
And was he embarrassed the first time he did it?
The first time he did it, I was kind of like, oh, haha. You know,
right.
Like, oh, maybe that was an accident
yeah,
type
like,
shit.
It's okay.
And then it's like, no, it smells worse than shit.
Like, what happened?
It smells
you need
like
to start, you need to see a psychiatrist.
Yeah, you need to really dig deep
re-evaluate
as to what
life.
Makes you think that this is okay to do to me. Because now this is like abuse. You're
right.
Holding me hostage now.
Oh, God.
Oh my God. And we would like be laying in bed and he would fart and like think it was so fucking funny. And I'm like, why do you think I don't want to have sex with
right.
you? I mean, what is that?
Something has gone horribly
What is coming
wrong.
Out of your ass?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm alarmed by it.
That's crazy.
Truly.
Probably the only person I felt really comfortable actually farting in front of was the one that I lived with for a while where we were really just friends. And I wanted,
yeah, you were
you know
not
what?
Trying to, yeah.
And I wanted her to move out. That's actually probably
that's
the bigger
how,
part
that's
of it.
Probably how you got
I
her
was,
out.
Yeah, I was like, don't. I didn't. I was sleeping on the couch. She was up in the bed, and I didn't care if I farted or not because I was like, yeah, I should be here by myself anyway.
Also,
so that's
you're
what
sleeping
was.
On the couch in your apartment that
right.
you pay for.
Yeah, so I was farting.
Good for you. I mean,
with
at
no
that
abandon.
Point, when you're trying to, you know, push
someone,
away,
someone
away, definitely fart in front
right.
of them. Okay, so yeah, don't feel like you need to be
don't feel like you need
farting.
To not that that's what your person's doing with you because sometimes some people really just
some people are just comfortable doing it
right.
like that guy that's I mean very sick did to me he
right.
was just comfortable doing it
especially if the fart smells bad that's a whole other layer
to me it's like if it's loud and doesn't smell that's fine but if it smells like death
yeah you need to see someone
you
about
need
that.
To really go to the doctor
yeah things are not okay
and nobody thinks it's funny if it smells
right.
bad
no one
no one
no
thinks
one.
It's
not
funny.
Your friends nobody
yeah, you might like the way it smells but that's because it's yours
it's your death
yeah that's like a dog like smelling its own fart like I'm a dog
look what
you
I
know?
Made look
okay.
what you're cooking up
okay so we have another email the title is Shameful Homo okay here we go. Hello, my two favorite people. I've been listening to your podcast since day one, and I cannot stop. I've been wanting to email you forever, and now here I am, finally.
Yay.
I am a 23-year-old gay guy, and I have never had a boyfriend. I came out of the closet at 19. I dated girls until then in high school, but I never felt comfortable dating a guy. I have only experienced random hookups and maybe on-again, off-again fuck buddy. No friends with benefits or someone I can hit up and just come over and cuddle. I'm wondering if you guys have any advice for gay men who are still feeling a little shame towards being a gay man living in a straight man's world. Any flirting tips? I suck at flirting. I know Carly may have some good one-liners to keep men interested. What I really What I really would like to happen within the next year is to find someone who interests me and I can have fun with. Shout out to the LGBTQ community. I am very gay and proud, but I suppose still living with my parents might affect the reasoning behind why I haven't explored my dating options a little bit more. And then he adds an FMK. And then he said, also, you guys should do a would you rather on the show. And then he gives us a would you rather option. So we'll do that, too.
Okay, cool. I haven't played that game in a long time.
Yeah, that's always fun, too. Okay, first of all, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, it's tough that when people, a lot of times, like, people have asked me, like, how do you, especially if you're in a more rural area, like, how do you meet someone if there's also, like, not a huge, like, gay population around? But then also, just as many people will wonder, okay, I'm in a city, there's lots of gay people around, but they're all hooking up, I want a relationship. Yeah. And then how do you do that? Plus, being 23, then more people are, just, like, straight or gay, more people are partying.
Right.
It's
right.
less, but it's really sweet to want. Of course, you want to have a like relationship.
Of course, you want to. Yeah, and even if you were, I mean, it happens to everybody. You get to that point where you're like, I really would like a companion. Whether you're gay, straight, bi, whatever the situation is, everybody essentially, even if you may not necessarily be looking for a relationship, everybody's looking for a person
right.
that makes them happy at the end of the day.
And also, and to be loved.
Right.
To be loved and understood, but.
Right.
I feel like with one thing, I think online dating, online stuff can help with the flirting. Because just going rogue out there in the world trying to flirt, like that's not
scary.
Easy.
It's scary, especially if you're not really that comfortable yet with, you know, with going up. It's intimidating going up to people and trying to talk.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Especially when there's like, and then I feel like sometimes with gay guy culture, like it can be like very like over the ones that are less over the top maybe feel more intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
I know that could sound like it's a stereotype, and I'm sure it is, and it's definitely not true 100% of the time, but there's definitely like, I'm going off of gay, I've been to gay guys' bars, and there's definitely like plenty of chills ones, but then sometimes it's like really intense in there. So if you're less aggressive, you can fall through the cracks.
You might feel just really intimidated.
Yep.
I think the best thing to do is date online. Try online dating.
Yep.
Don't put pressure on yourself to find a companion, because then you might end up settling for less than what you actually deserve.
Totally.
If you're just looking for someone to fill that void, you know, that like, oh, I'm looking for a relationship type thing, you may just end up being with someone and then after a while you're like, oh, God, I just wanted to be in a relationship and now all I want is to be single.
Right, be like, I'm straight
again.
Totally.
Exactly. So... you don't want to put pressure on yourself to find the right person. You'll find the right person when you meet them.
And going to like gay events, even though they are kind of overwhelming, like there was a couple times like in Boston where I would like have like I met like friends of friends, and then I would like date through that.
Right.
And I would even be like, oh, if I thought someone was cute and they knew someone I knew, I'd be like, are they single? Or are they gay? What's their deal?
Yeah.
And that, or I'd usually be someone who usually be like, they're gay, and be like, oh, are they single? What's their deal? What's going on? And then like ask about people.
Right. I think the gay community is also very welcoming, even though it might be intimidating. Like, oh, I'm not really familiar with this.
Right.
They're very welcoming. Because
and it's
everyone,
a lot of all ages too. I think straight people, it's like they'll be like younger people with younger bars, older bars, middle bar, and then gay people is just like a gay bar. So
it's like
all
everyone
ages.
Hangs out together, right? And then it's also your friends. So it's like, you know, the more friends that you make that hang out at gay bars and you are more into the community, the more friends you have in the community, you're more involved in it. So that can also help you go out and meet new people and meet a guy that you might really like, you know?
Maybe volunteer for something, like volunteer at Gay Pride or something where it's like someone who also likes taking on like responsibility. So it's not just partying.
Yeah.
Like I remember, I didn't do this, but in college, like some friends like volunteered at Gay Pride to like set up tables and stuff.
Yeah. I think that's great. Like being
like
involved in the community, it's such a special community too.
Well,
it really is.
Yeah.
I'll always text Emma. I'm like, oh, I'm at a gay bar. And you said, what do you do?
But gay guys like, bars, I love. But lesbians
so
have really
fun.
Grown on me too. Like when lesbians come to shows and stuff, I really appreciate that.
It's just so
lesbian
funny.
Lesbian bars
that
are a lot though.
You're so intimidated by,
oh my God.
By gay bars. And I'll be
what
like,
what are you doing there?
It's so funny because.
Are other gay people there?
Should we? Yeah, you'll text me, are other gay people there? I'm like, it's mostly gay people. It's a gay bar.
Carly got invited to go on a gay guy cruise.
The
gay flower, remember?
The gay flower, yes.
Yep.
I didn't go.
That's, I mean, it happens.
Go. I know.
Would have been a commitment.
Yeah, and it was just, but it was just one night. It wasn't like a cruise, like to like, you know, Miami. That I definitely would have done.
But one, those one night cruises, you leave at like 6, everyone's drinking, 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 and you get back at like
the
12.
The thought of it gives me so much anxiety.
You're on that boat and there's gonna be some drama.
I've done like a nighttime like boat party before, yep. And I just have bad anxiety.
It's a lot.
I can't be like,
you're stuck.
I have to know that I can go home when I need to go home. That's what it is. I'm like, oh, cool. So I'm stuck here for 4 more hours. I've already said hi to everybody and eaten everything.
Right.
What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Totally. You can't make any more rounds.
Now I have to be social. You can't drink that much because you're on a boat.
Yeah.
I don't want to be fucking sick on a boat.
The last one of those I did was I did a show on a boat. This is such a hellish setup. It was a boat. It was a cruise. It was like a party boat cruise for the top Yelp reviewers in New York. So the people that Yelp the most.
Oh, cool. The most judgmental people that you're doing a full show for?
I thought it was a show for people at Yelp because Yelp was putting it on. And then like once we were like out to sea, they were like, are the top like Yelp.
These are actually the people who don't have jobs.
Yep. That just literally Yelp.
Yeah. That just complain all day because nobody will listen to them at home.
And I don't want to. I was like, I don't want to perform in front of these people because they're going to Yelp about it.
Right.
It was not a good show, but the comedian named Akash Singh like ripped into them like just about how like awful they were.
Hilarious.
And whiny and da da da. And then that they kind of like that, but they were not fans of stand-up comedy.
Really? No. Yeah, I wouldn't picture them being fans of stand-up
comedy.
Pretty
judgmental.
Yeah, of course.
And
they
don't want to go on any more boat drinking cruises.
Yeah, no, thank you. Mm-mm. But I think that
online dating
and definitely
go online.
Yeah. I wonder where he lives.
Online dating, and then also like just like online dating, gay prides, and trying to get involved in the ways that aren't just partying.
It's such a special community to be involved in. And like you said, you're gay and proud, and there's so many people that are going to welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, and you can say looking for friends too.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I think Bumble has a friends
gay guy option.
App.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that.
It's like a Bumble friend. Right. Like it's like a
dipping your toe into.
Yeah, I met someone that met some.
So
that
did
met
I.
One of her friends.
I was at a birthday, and the two people were met on Bumble. Yeah. It was two straight girls, and I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Also searching for friends is something that's like something that everybody has to do at some point.
Especially if you move to a new city
Just like, it's just the most draining thing because it's almost like dating,
yes,
but it's actually worse because it's like looks aren't even involved in it. It's just like, are you a good person?
Yes.
So if someone doesn't want to be your friend, you're like, oh, wow, I'm a big piece of shit. I'm a turd idiot.
Right.
You know?
I'm an unidentified cheesecake slab.
Yeah.
Yeah, finding adult friends. And then even a lot of times you will meet people that are super great. And it's like, well, how are we going to like... Because I feel like you have to have some communal thing that you both are involved in that then brings you together over the course of time to then make you share your lives.
Right. I think that flirting could be hard. The online thing makes it so much easier.
So much easier.
And yeah, you can build up a conversation before you meet someone.
Right.
But I think, again, there is something nice about going up to someone at a bar and just saying, Emma's making such a face right now at me, and just saying hi.
Yeah.
That's it. Just say hi.
I wonder if I've ever done that.
Oh, I've done it. I've done it.
Huh.
And it never has ended badly, by the way.
What's someone going to say? Like, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
What's the worst thing that can happen? If anything, like you become friends with someone.
And hi
like,
is good because I've definitely said, hey, how are you doing? Which girls don't necessarily like that.
Yeah.
You know, then they're like, I mean,
that could turn into a whole slew of things.
A whole
hey,
slew
how
of
are you
things.
Doing? Well, why do you care? It's
right.
Like, okay, sorry, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, like I'm trying to make small
cue?
Talk while my friend meets somebody.
Right. But I think also just going up and just being comfortable in your own skin and being... I think that's half
and
the battle.
You can
halfway half
go do
time.
It when you're not even trying to meet flirt too. So it doesn't don't put the pressure on yourself. Like, oh, I gotta have a great flirt thing. It could be like just go up to say hi.
Yeah, yeah.
See what's going on.
Don't put pressure on yourself to be in a relationship if you don't want to. You know, if you're not, you'll know when you meet the right person.
Right.
You'll know.
Totally.
You'll say this is a person, but it's probably, you know, there's a lot of trial and error.
Amen.
Or
to that.
As I like to call it, field research.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what I called my four
my
years of being single.
Right.
Just fucking
field research. And it really is.
It really is.
It really comes back around. You're like, that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
Yep. I don't take any shit.
Yep.
I know what I want. I know what I'm not going to put up with. And if you, you know, that's it.
Yep. I like
if
this,
we
but
last,
not that.
Yeah. If we last more than a month, I really love you.
Amen.
Okay, do you want to do one more?
Yes, and I actually had a question for you.
Okay.
I saw this amazing show, the show on Netflix, I think I was talking about it the other day.
Yes.
And I've been watching, I watched more of it last night. It's so good.
Okay.
There's ghosts in it. Do you believe in ghosts? Because I don't think I do, but then the show is so good.
I love ghosts. What's the show called again?
It's called Something Hills. It's really popular on Netflix right now. It's absolutely incredible.
I'm going to watch it.
It's not just about ghosts. It's like a psychological, it's like the whole, there's like all this
like. Hills?
It's not the. It's not like the Hills.
Like on MTV.
It's a horror show. But it's. I don't usually love ghost stuff, even though I do believe in like unfinished energy manifesting. But this is.
I believe in ghosts. I really do. I watched The Conjuring last night, which I haven't seen.
I've never heard of
that. Me and my boyfriend watched
it. I mean, I've never seen.
I had nightmares about it. I saw it in the movie when it in the movie.
Oh, The Haunting of Hill House. That's what it is.
The Haunting of Hill House.
It's an absolutely incredible. It's about and each episode will start focusing on like a different family member's experience in the haunted house and like what they've become now.
Oh, I love haunted house. Okay, I'm gonna watch.
It's so good.
I'm gonna watch it tonight. I'm gonna start it tonight with my boyfriend.
It's such a good one to watch together. It's like a
Haunting of Hill House.
It's so good and it's scary, but
I do believe in ghosts.
Okay,
to answer your question, I do believe in ghosts. I believe in spirits. I believe in.
You think they're all bad?
No,
because they could be good. That's one thing. It's like, why are they always coming back spooky?
I don't necessarily believe in like horror movie ghosts,
right.
Where it's like they're coming to, you know,
fuck shit up.
They're gonna scratch you and fucking bite you, and you're like, what? I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I didn't do. Why are you so pissed? Like, hey, what's that going to do?
Who hurt you?
Right. It's not going to bring you
back.
Why
are you still mad? You're a ghost.
Right. So just go float around and watch people have sex like a normal ghost.
Yeah, exactly. Go freaking do whatever the hell you want because you're a ghost. Why are you mad at me? I didn't do anything.
These are like bad ghosts.
But I believe in, I believe in spirits and stuff like that. Have you ever had an encounter, a ghost encounter?
No, but I do definitely, I believe in the energy, but I don't know if the energy like manifests into like an actual like, I don't know if it like forms into a person and then, I don't know. But I believe in like, if someone doesn't finish everything they need to in this life, then their like energy can go somewhere.
Like unfinished business.
Like an unfinished business energy, but not like a tangible person.
I think it's more of like a spirit, like your spirit lives on and. Yeah.
It goes into something.
I really do believe, and I've been to mediums that are really good. Like psychic mediums, that guy that was on Sirius XM, Thomas John, who I've been trying to get a fucking appointment with for a year and a half, and he literally never answers
me. He's really that good?
He said some shit to me on air, and maybe some of you that are listening to this would remember, because if you were listening to that episode, I was just on, we overlapped once.
Right.
Because I was filling in for you.
Yeah, and I've never met him.
Really?
I never saw him, no. I heard
he
about him.
He gave me like an impromptu reading.
Wow.
That was so on the money. It was crazy. And probably the best psychic reading I've ever had.
Wow.
And I've been to, I mean, hundreds of psychics. I love psychics. But he was
incredible,
really, really accurate.
And that's like a quick thing. Well, you're in like a radio studio. There's a bunch
of
stuff going on.
And he wasn't even supposed to read me. I was going to ask him to read me. And he was reading callers, people that were calling in on the air. And then he was like, hold on, what's going on with you? Who's Catherine? And it was my grandmother who just passed away.
Wow.
And nobody ever would have known.
Gave me chills.
Yeah. So he was really good.
It's so
But
it's
I do
so
believe in stuff like that for sure. I really do. And I think the more in tune you are with it, you might be.
Extreme intuition, actually, which they touch on in the show. Because one of the kids, like when she takes her gloves, you'll see it. It's that, if you're watching that show, it's so good.
Oh, I'm going to start it tonight.
Addictive.
Okay, let's see.
What was his game of never would you the witch?
Oh, do you want to do that at the end? That way we
yes,
can
good
answer.
Idea.
We'll answer one more question and then go back and
perfect.
And then go back and
brilliant.
Answer his fuck, marry, kill and the would you rather. Okay. The title is Help, I Caught the Feels. I love y'all. So I met a penis man almost 3 weeks ago. I stayed with him the night we met and essentially spent the whole day there. I tried to leave and he just didn't want me to. In the 14 days we've both been in town since meeting, we've hung out 7 of those days. Most of those instances, I'll stay with him. He made a passing comment after the first night about something like he's not typically comfortable with people staying over. One day we called out of work sick after a night of drinking just so we can stay home and hang together. That's so cute.
One night we called out of work sick.
One day. We called out of work sick after a night of drinking.
Got it.
I met him out with his friends a few times and we've gone out to dinner and he's referred to these as dates. We talk pretty much every day, but not incessantly, just like check-ins and planning texts. There are moments where he seems very in tune with my emotions and he says things like, "Are you okay? You seemed a little off last night." So just like checking in on my feelings, I guess. It feels to me like this is more than just a casual fuck buddy situation. I'm really enjoying him and our time together and it's only been about 2.5 weeks, but I've never been with someone who's been so communicative. Chris? Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
Harvard.
Not bragging, but yeah. Communicative. I've never been with someone so communicative about hanging out and wanting to see me this much. And I've actually been into it. I'm 28 and I've only had 2 boyfriends. I've dated a lot and I've kind of been the opposite of a serial monogamist because of my last relationship and the ambiguity surrounding him not wanting to define our relationship and also still being in love with his ex. I can't shake some baggage, even though that was a while ago. Every sign I get from this guy says he's into me, but I get anxiety about waiting for the other shoe to drop. Every time I send a text to him and I don't hear back within an hour or so, I'm like, oh my God, he's ghosting me. It's over. My friends obviously think I'm crazy, because I am. But it's just that I'm into him and it's undefined. If we were defined, I wouldn't get like that, you know? I also know from his Insta pics that he's recently been tagged in that he had a girlfriend very recently. The most recent tagged photo of him by her was about a month before we met. I haven't said anything to him about it, about knowing her, because like, why would I? But because of that, because of the absolute hell I went through in my last relationship and his ex, I can't stop thinking about her. In parentheses, also, she's fucking beautiful. Kill me. I just want to make sure that's done and done. And I want to know what we are. I feel like bringing up that what we are in conversation with men too soon can ruin things. Like, I'm not trying to rush into anything. I just kind of want to make sure we're on the same page. I don't have an interest in sleeping with or going on dates with anybody else. I want to make sure there isn't leftover crap going on with his very recent ex. Is it too soon to bring any of that up? When is a good time to bring it up? How do I just bring it up? Should I just fucking chill? Obviously, I should chill. But I feel like the longer I'm just quote unquote playing it cool, in parentheses, I'm actually physically incapable of playing it cool. Mm-hmm. I just mean not asking if he's my boyfriend. The bigger my feelings will grow and the shittier it will be when he's like, okay, bye. I'm very comfortable with how much we communicate and see each other. It's mainly just knowing that he won't disappear. I've never felt like this exactly. And it's kind of scary and I kind of hate it. How do I know if he actually likes me or if he's just a fuckboy? And this is his MO. All of my friends try to assure me that he likes me and to just chill and see how it goes. But I don't know. Why am I this way? Fuck feelings. Okay.
Welcome to having a crush on somebody.
Yes, it is.
It's when you actually like someone. It's scary. It's awful. And you get. But 2 weeks is too soon, I think.
It's very scary.
I think that'd be off-putting.
It's scary because your feelings are involved.
Right.
So don't think that you're, you know, crazy or anything. This is the way we act.
And also, you
really
give yourself
like
a little bit more time to get to know him, too. Because normally, I think it's usually like...
It's the honeymoon phase.
Or, do you think that she should ask now? Because
I think if she wants to ask, she should ask.
Really?
Yeah. And
make
I don't
sure
think
you
there's
know
anything
what you're
wrong
asking,
with it.
Because make sure you know that he is, like, you know him as well as you feel like you do.
Right. If
2 weeks is a very short amount of time.
It is a short amount of time, but I think also... I have brought things up, what most people would say is like too soon, because I want to know, first of all, I want to know if you're sleeping with anybody else, because if you are, I need to have that in my head and
that's
know
the
that
most
because
fair
it's
thing
not
to
safe.
Ask.
Exactly.
Right. That's so
just
super fair.
If we're having sex, I have a right to know if
right.
you're having sex with someone else.
Right.
I'm sorry. I do. And if you want to ask me that question, you can ask me that
totally.
Question, and I'll be completely honest with you. I'm not saying you can't be with someone else. I'm asking, I need to know.
Right, for physical safety
just
stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're having, like,
and
good,
if someone's
fun
like,
sex, then...
If someone's like, oh, you don't really have a right to know that, it's like, then don't have sex with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, like...
Because I do.
The amount of people that person would be having sex with if they say that is...
Exactly.
...staggering.
Yeah, so I think, you know, and that's a question that's kind of like, ugh... You're asking it knowing you might not like the answer, but The answer shouldn't really change how you feel, but at the very least, I think you can ask that.
I agree with that. The boyfriend thing.
Are you with anybody? Definitely don't, you know, I think at this point, you can say, are you sleeping with anybody else? And you can also say, like,
I'm not interested in doing that.
What do you see this turning into?
Oof, that would stress me out.
Is that too much, Chris?
It's just a lot.
It's a lot?
Yeah, that would stress me out.
I could say, like, what, you know, do you want a relationship right now? Because also, she likes this guy a lot. So she's like,
you can be like, I'm open to it, but like, I want to see where things go.
Don't be wasting my time out here.
Or it's like, I'm open to it, but you don't want to be like, why is this person, you don't want to feel like they're like just like out there hunting for anybody.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I feel that way, too. I agree with you on that. But if your feelings are getting invested, you don't want to date this guy for, like, months and then have him be like, hey, we never talked about this.
If it was 2 weeks, I'd be nervous. You know? I'd be like, hey, you don't even really know me, though. Like, wait till I farted in bed.
Wait till you farted yourself awake. Yeah, Let's call it what it is. You farted yourself awake, Emma.
Wait till I did something where it's, like, a little... Because 2 weeks is so... 2 weeks seems a little thirsty.
Chris, what do you think? We need your opinion.
I think that I don't really care about time.
That's how I feel. See, this is why.
At the same time, it is possible to get to know somebody pretty soon.
True. And you know, if you have feelings for someone, I think this guy to know obviously someone, likes her,
right? And if you know someone too, then it's like, why need the? I could see even like a month would be more comfortable than if someone said, but definitely ask. I would think asking about sex with other people for sure.
If a girl you were hooking up with asked you if you were hooking up with someone else, would you lie to her if you were?
Not at all.
Yeah, no.
See,
that's
he's
bad.
Trustworthy.
Yeah, and that's also like that. That's like real bad.
Yeah.
Because then you're just being like super shitty. Then you shouldn't have sex with either of those people.
Yeah.
But if someone was like, after 2 weeks, was like, so what are we?
Yeah. I mean,
you can't ask, what are we?
Right.
But you could say, you know, are
you
with anybody?
How many people are you banging?
Are you banging other girls?
Yeah.
Fucking banging is cool.
Will you make me a Cornish game hen?
Will you make me a Cornish hen?
40 years later.
In 40 years, and never fart in front of me.
I need to know.
And never poop in the same place as me. Ooh. For 25 years.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
My mom is loyal.
She is loyal.
And she suffers for love.
Man.
We'll say that much. If you're holding in poop, I've done that though. That's why I said, Mom, I've held in a poop for at least 3 days, because there was a time once where I stayed with this guy for 3 days and I didn't poop in his house.
You didn't want him to know, and he didn't leave
God,
the house?
Oh, God, my stomach was so hard.
Ooh.
My stomach was so
hard. Did you guys
hard.
Not leave the house?
No, we left the house, but I was like, I didn't want to, like, I mean, what am I going
right.
to do? Poop? I can't poop in a restaurant.
Right, right. So he would know. You can't in a restaurant?
No.
Interesting.
I mean, I've done it, but I'm not proud of it.
You're not feeling good about
it. I'm not comfortable.
Right.
I'm not comfortable because I don't sit on public toilet seats, so I'm not hovering and pooping.
Right, in the squat position.
To hover and poop is a whole new level of just disgust.
That's
for
a workout class they should
I mean, but you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
I'm not excited about it, though.
I think if
I can hold it in, I will.
If you like, also you're 28, so you do kind of know when you really like someone.
She knows what she wants.
Yeah, so you could ask, like, just be like, I'm having a really good. It was different when there was the other one who wrote in that said that the guy introduced to the family. That made it. This guy, I mean, we don't know what's going on necessarily. But if he's asking how you're doing, it seems like he's definitely interested in you.
Yeah, and you guys, you've known each other for 2 weeks. You've hung out you've spent 7 nights together. He likes you.
Right, he likes you.
That's what it is.
But you might not know each other well enough for a holding period for a relationship. But you do.
I do feel, though, I wouldn't go ahead and say I love you after 7 dates. But you know when you know.
You could put a pin in it and be like, let's see where this goes after 7 dates.
Yeah, you know when you know.
But sometimes it can be like unspoken 7 dates.
What do you mean?
Where it's like you can like, well, no, actually, that's not true. Because you do that and then someone does something shitty and then you thought it was unspoken and it wasn't. So never mind.
Right, it was just unspoken to you.
Right, right. It was just
It's just you never said anything about it.
True.
Yeah, I think he really likes you. I would say ask him where his head is at. Maybe, you know, is he hooking up with other people is a good thing to know.
Yeah.
Just for your safety.
Yeah. And you're still keeping it
and
cool
just
there.
So you
and
can
you
have
should
it
know
in
that
your
anyway.
Head. Yeah. and just see where it goes. See where that mm-hmm. conversation goes. Maybe bring it up to him like, hey, listen, are you looking for anything right now? He might. The thing that's shady to me is that you found out about his ex via Instagram and he didn't mention it to you that he just got out of a relationship.
But maybe they weren't in a relationship a long time. Maybe he was just dating someone casually for a little
bit. Right. And also, who cares if she's beautiful?
And a month ago is, that's a minute. You can get over someone in a month. He might have been over her a while before they ended it.
Exactly. You know? It seems like he's really into you. So I really wouldn't worry about it. If a guy makes an effort like that to see
check
you,
in on your feelings.
7 days
yeah.
after, out of 14 days.
Right.
He really likes
you. Yeah, 7 out of 14 days. That he doesn't have time to be seeing someone
yeah,
else.
Yeah, exactly.
Who else would he be seeing?
Yeah, so don't even let that... It sounds to me like he really likes you. It yeah. might turn into something. I don't think you're acting crazy. I think you have a crush on
yeah,
him.
You
this
actually
is what people
like somebody.
Do. But maybe give it a little bit more time before you have the what are we conversation, since it hasn't been that long. But it'll be okay. It'll be okay. You're not going to scare him away. Also, don't ever think that something that you do is going to scare someone away to the point where, like, they're never going to talk to you again. Because if you really care about someone,
right.
that will never happen.
Right.
I mean, I
and
never
you can
told,
laugh about it.
I never told this story on here, but I threw up the first time my boyfriend told me he loved me.
Oh, yeah.
So I right. never, like, I mean, and he still loves me.
Right. Did you throw up right after he said it?
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I love you. And you're like, bleh!
I was like, bleh.
It wasn't a fart.
Hey, you know what? If it wasn't a fart, we'll take it.
Right.
That's my
like,
motto.
Emma's in her bed farting herself awake, so.
I was drunk.
Yeah.
I was drunk, and I was spinning, and he was talking to me, and he said it, and I was like, oh, I gotta pee. I lied.
Right.
And then I was viciously vomiting for...
Oh,
for
it's the worst.
So long.
Throwing
I mean, I
up
was,
is the worst.
Throwing up from alcohol, too, is not a silent. It's not a silent
no.
thing. It's like.
Yep. It's your body. It's your poison. Your body getting the poison.
It's your
out.
Body rejecting yep. poison. So that happened. And then I was like, where were we?
Get it.
You know?
Here. Right. Yeah.
You were saying yeah. you love me. I fucking yeah. barf in my face. Cool.
Let's do
so,
that.
So, hey, he still loves me.
He
I think.
He still loves you.
I think he does.
Let's do a fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, let's do the fuck, marry, kill from the quote-unquote shameful homo. That,
yes.
That was his...
yes.
That was his thing. Okay, FMK, generic rock band stereotypes.
Ooh, wow.
Okay. Singer, lead guitar, or drummer. So this could go both ways. It doesn't have to be boys or girls.
Okay.
Whatever your preference is. I've dated 2 guitar players. I've dated 0 singers, and I've dated 0 drummers. So I'm going to go ahead and say kill guitar players.
Yeah.
Murder them and don't feel bad about it. Yes.
Yeah.
Murder them and don't feel bad about it. I'd probably...
Singers could be high. I was thinking Mary Singer, but a singer could be high maintenance,
yeah.
or it could be really incredible because a singer songwriter would be kind of amazing.
I'd fuck a singer,
right?
Or, well, I think I would. I'd marry a singer, even though I think that they would be, yeah,
a little high maintenance.
Little high maintenance, but the odds of them writing a song about you are pretty high,
and
that's a nice thing,
right?
So I would go ahead and I'm gonna marry a singer. Or I'm going to fuck a singer, because then you would definitely write a song about me.
That's true. And break their heart.
Yeah. Pour some sugar.
Right.
Oh, that song's about me.
Of course.
Because I banged that guy.
Mine is back that
imagine
ass up.
Who even wrote that song? That song came out before I was born. Don't say Buck Cherry.
No,
you almost said Buck yeah. Cherry.
What song did they sing?
They can't. It's been 1 week.
That was Buck Cherry? No, that was Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, that was Bare Naked Ladies.
We Buck Cherry...
Buck Cherry was, I'm not paralyzed, but
oh, I love that
seem
song.
To be struck Who by
was the,
you.
What was the crazy bitch song?
Was it? Was that it, was oh, Buck Cherry.
Was that it?
Just, that was the Buck
she's
Cherry
a crazy
song.
Crazy bitch.
Want to hear something so embarrassing?
Yeah.
That was my ringtone in high school.
I loved that song.
Yeah. Ugh,
I remember
God.
Making out with someone in college that song, and I felt like a fucking rock star.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like,
it was
felt
my,
like we were in a porno.
It was my ringtone on my Nextel.
And then like Ashanti came on and I was like, wait, I can't switch up these two things as quick.
Well, yeah, it's sexy time when Ashanti comes on. So I'm going to say I'm going to kill the guitar player. I'm going to marry a drummer because they're used to
steady,
not being. Yeah. And they're not
consistent.
Like. Yeah. And they're not like
spotlight hogs.
The spotlight hogs. They're in the background. They know their job. They're very important, and they know their job.
A comedian and a singer can be a lot.
Comedian and a singer can be a lot. Yep. I mean, that wedding would be a nightmare to go to.
Right.
So I'm gonna bang a singer. I'm gonna marry a drummer, and I'm gonna kill with my bare hands
the guitar player.
The guitar player.
Smash the guitar player.
Yeah.
I think I would have sex with the I think I would marry the singer because I think that I would stay the most interested in their life. A drummer, I'd be like, okay, you're drumming again, even though it'd be like
right,
consistent.
You're banging on the drums, right?
Even though it's like, but I think, and then I marry the singer, have sex with the drummer, but also a singer might be the best sex.
Yeah.
And then probably. I would kill the guitar player.
You would kill a guitar player. Good.
Yeah.
You're loyal to me
absolutely.
As a friend.
I have been getting so many calls from numbers I don't know what they are. Scam.
Well, don't answer
like,
it.
I'm not. But these...
sometimes when you answer it, they charge you. Is that what just calls
no,
you?
No, I'm just ignore. But I had my phone in airplane mode right when I took it off. Then something from Hampstead, New York. No.
Hampstead, New York. I know. It's always like weird
places
in New York. Like, it's like, you know, jingle bells.
Yeah.
It's like what?
No. Mary Poppins, New
okay,
York.
So we agree on that. Now let's do the would you rather. Okay. So it's so funny because we just did a Fuck, Marry, Kill the last episode on wings and fries.
Oh, God.
But, okay, here's the would you rather. Would you rather only be able to eat wings for the rest of your life or only be able to eat French fries for the rest of your life?
Fries. Because about 25 years in, mm-hmm. I would die from the wings.
Yeah, the wings would kill me. I agree.
Yeah, it's too good, too much, too... It's just so... it's glorious, but it's just a little much.
A good would you rather is like one that always... Somebody said, and it always sticks out in my head. Would you rather have dicks for hands or a hand for a dick?
Dicks for hands.
Chris, I need your input,
too. Oh, man.
Too.
So if you have a hand for a... dick, then you
you're
have dicks
never
in your
having
hands.
Sex,
right.
Yeah, yeah, and you have dicks on your hands,
and then they're so sensitive you can't drive.
You can't drive. No, you can't do anything. You could you imagine drinking coffee?
Right.
If you had dicks
right.
for hands. What about you, Chris?
I would do dicks for hands.
You would do dicks for hands.
I would do it because I'm a
you
dick.
Pervert.
I would love to like. Anyway, I can't say that.
But then your whole life is going to be, you can't do anything.
It's going to be really difficult to do, but I can't drive by default, so I'm all right.
But then
I can't drive either.
I can't drive, so I'll just have dick hands all over the subway.
You have dick hands, yeah.
Chris
and then,
dick
I mean,
hands.
It would be, you would be like a.
So much money
women,
in porn.
Women would love you.
Right.
Finger bang
oh, because you'd still be
dick
able to make
hands.
Eye contact. Well, I guess people do that when they're having sex, too.
But I guess, but then you would have a hand as a dick.
Yeah, I mean, look, as long as I got a dick.
As long as you have two, yeah, and that way you have two dicks.
Like multiple dicks.
Right.
That girl would be about to get fucked a real lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you have two dicks on your hands.
That's a lot. That's a lot of, I couldn't handle that responsibility.
I mean, also how disrespectful when you slap someone.
In, like, always.
If
meet
you
someone,
slap someone,
hug your grandmother.
Yeah,
everything.
I mean, so disrespectful.
And everyone's like, oh, why are your dicks always out?
Why are your dicks out?
Everyone knows what your dicks are like.
Would you wear underwear on your hands?
Mittens. Dick mittens.
Yeah.
I'd have to get some dick mittens.
So you,
I bet TJ Maxx
so
has them somewhere.
So if you have dicks for hands, is your dick still a dick or it's not a dick?
I think that you don't have
you
a dick.
You have a hand.
If you had
dick.
Three dicks, that's better than no, because it's, well, I don't know, actually.
What are you, a freaking plug?
I would make so much money in porns. If I had dicks for hands.
Yeah, you gotta capitalize on your ailments sometimes.
Yeah, dicks for hands city. That's what, I'd open an amusement park.
Right.
But probably no one would want to go. No one
I
would
care go.
About
oh,
that.
Oh, I would go.
Really?
I would go.
I don't actually think anyone would want to watch
Dicks
for Hands.
I would
want
to see that. No, everybody would want to watch Dicks for Hands. If
but
you
not
had,
like I was a stud, like I was a freak.
If you had hula hoops or something and you were doing like the hula hoop tricks
right.
with your dicks on your hands,
but
that
I wouldn't,
would be
it wouldn't be like cool.
10 out of 10.
It wouldn't be like a cool thing.
You could charge so much money.
You think?
For that, yes. And
all right,
people
then I'm doing
would,
that. Dicks
people
for Hands.
People would want to see that. Dicks for hands,
hands
before hands for
yeah,
a dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you still get to have a dick, which is good.
Right.
So... yeah, definitely would open up an amusement park.
Absolutely.
What
I'd
would
go
it be
on
called?
Tour. Just dicking
around.
Around.
Well, there you go, you guys. We have another invention.
Yes.
Dicking around
help
amusement park.
Help us invent something.
Help us amuse. Help us invent that. So thank you guys so much for sending your questions into secretkeepersclub@gmail.com. We appreciate you. Keep sharing. Keep subscribing. Keep sending in questions. We love you so much.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And we'll see you soon. Yay. Bye.